Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Between the Covers. My name is Bradley Shaw. And tonight on Between the Covers, my guest of honour is A.J. Wilton, a new Australian author. He's also a small businessman with two thriving businesses, and he turned into writing through the quieter times brought on by COVID, as many of us did. He describes himself as a hobby author, fitting in this into his already time-poor days. And to date, he has written two novels in his series about the Mort and Pig in what is planned to be a series of five more books. He lives in the Gold Coast, hinterland in Queensland, and he and his wife both Inverate travellers. Look forward to exploring somewhere new with AJ able to indulge his other hobby of landscape photography. He has three adult children and three grandchildren. So I'd like you to welcome with me AJ Wilton, the author of You Killed My Wife. Hello, AJ. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Bradley. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, mate. So please do tell everybody listening, what are they going to expect when they get a hold of this awesome book one of the series?
Well, hopefully they're going to find a, as one reviewer called it, a rollicking yarn. And when I read that, I thought, that'll do me. I don't profess to be a literary genius or written a literary masterpiece. It's just something that I hope people will enjoy, and certainly the feedback I've received to date has been positive around the characters and all the different subplots that all flow through the book.
Absolutely. No, that's good. And you've done a great job creating the thriller-style book that, as you say, is enjoyable for those people that love the genre. What when you were looking at this, I mean, this is a book that you know has some thought into it, because you obviously indulged Mort, your main character, through the process. How was that developed for you, and how did you create and come up with the first part of this series?
I guess I find that difficult to answer, because I've never had a desire to be an author until one day I did, and I just started writing. And I started writing in secret. I didn't even tell my wife that I was. She just thought I was working as normal. And you know, I guess the ideas have come out of a need to turn my mind off business. As anyone in small business knows, it's very consuming. So the 2 o'clock in the morning stress found it alleviated by developing these stories. And then one day I thought, well, I've got all those stories in my head, I might as well put them down. Where I started. And as I said before, third one, working for you to start the process. And I'm working on book 4 and 5. Potentially another 2 or 3 in my head that have to come out at some point. So
it was basically the escapism from reality to create this world of fiction. Was there something you drew off for the characters of Mort, being an ex-soldier, ex-policeman, and then going into these conflicting mysteries and crimes?
Well, the name Mort came from, I actually worked many years ago with a chap called Morton, who was a Vietnam vet, and sadly he never really reintegrated back into society, and it was always a sad, you know, bloody hard worker and did everything you'd ask him to do, but it was a hard life for him, and so I've always respected what he'd done for our country and, you know, at his own personal cost. I'll be honest, I don't recall how the name Pig came about, but it certainly given me the opportunity to create some sort of hopefully some smiles through the book. So,
and obviously writing them, I mean, you know, developing these characters and putting the time in, as you say, during the hours that you were escaping into the world. What were your intentions from that point? Did you ever think that there would become these published works, that that it would be shared to the world? What was your incubus of where you were going with this?
I really didn't think that far ahead. I just found a lot of pleasure in creating the story and writing the story. Yeah. And then, you know, then I realised how hard the publishing journey was, and I thought, you know, so there was, I couldn't find an outcome. I felt the publishing world was pretty old-fashioned, sorry, Brad, but yeah. And it certainly wasn't amenable to authors, independent authors such as me. And it was only after I'd self-published that my daughter sent off the manuscript to three publishers. And I actually got two offers back at her. So two out of three, I thought, you know, should maybe I'm all right at this.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Oh, good, good. And we were great to, I was happy you accepted our offer to take on the book and help you with the journey. So how did you find the editing process? And like once you've crafted your draft of the story and you're sharing it, when you suddenly found a professional critique of the writing, how did you feel about all that sort of process, I guess, the next steps in the writing phase?
Yeah, as I said, I found it really hard. And you know, I basically said to anyone that asked me, I said, well, you know, I found out that writing the book's the easy part, you know, just, you know, getting it some attention, you know, in the end I just put it on Amazon and it sunk like the other 10 million books that are on Amazon, and I thought, well, that's all right. I still enjoy the book. I get a lot of pleasure out of the writing, so I kept writing, and book two went the same way until you put the offer on the table. So I certainly appreciate that, you know, you've made that offer and you know, I've signed up with you now for six books. We just have to make sure they sell.
That's right. We do. We have the next few books following very soon. So that's exciting. So this is the first book. It's book one, You Killed My Wife by AJ Wilton. And so tell us, John, the writing architecture and construct, did you have to learn that process in telling the story? I mean, you write very well, but was it something you had to learn through, you know, crafting a novel? As you said, you hadn't really done it, pursued it before, but now that you've sort of, I guess, explored it very well and you've developed it, how did you find the first part of the writing process for everyone?
Well, certainly it's just come out naturally. I haven't had any training. I haven't researched how I should write a book. In fact, I think I'm a bit abnormal in that I don't necessarily write in sequence. Yep. If I have a story or a plot that is exciting in my mind, I'm keen to write it and get it down there and then move some of the plots around within the overall context of the book. So it's certainly not a start at the beginning and end up there. I had no idea where I was going to end up when I started. It just evolved as I followed.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. I mean, not a lot of writers can do that. Some really plan them out. Some do sort of try to let the writing write itself. But no, that sounds like a very unique style indeed. So tell me also with that writing and the revisions and the pieces of it, when you had something you were happy with, did you get then your wife's feedback or did you share with your friends and family? What was then the next step to say, hey, I've just written this, and how was everyone's reaction?
I'd written 60,000 words, so you know, I had a fairly detailed plot going on, and I spoke to one of my daughters who has similar reading, you know, read similar style books as I do, and I said to her on the quiet, I said, have a read of this. I've written this. I want you to read it. Don't say anything to anyone. Let me know what you think. And I had no idea whether it was just crap or whatever. A couple of days later, she texted me in the middle of dinner and said, I'm booked. So, of course, my wife wanted to know what do you mean? What's going on? So I had to tell her over dinner that I'd started writing a book and I was going to finish it. And I'll be honest, again, when I set out to write a book, it was only going to be one. And book two really only came about. And I thought, well, I really enjoyed that process. I'm going to keep doing it.
Good, good. So, and you should. You're very good at it. And is this a genre, like as you wrote it, was this a genre you also read? Do you read books as well? Did you find that you were influenced by thoughts or enjoyment of the things you normally like to read that created this opportunity to write it as well?
I guess the style of book is what I do read. I enjoy action adventures of all the main name action adventure writers, but I haven't tried to copy any of those. You know, to me, it's just what's in my head. I just get it out, put it on paper, and then fine tune it. And you know, I use both my daughters as proof. As my wife didn't get to read it until it was published. She got the first book out of the box. So
good.
And then I did pay an editor to edit, and then that was somewhat embarrassing when it got to your editor.
Well, all editors work in different ways. That's what I say.
I'm very confident that after Daniel and I finished, then the books will present a lot better to anyone that read the first version.
So. And just to summarise for our listeners, what are they going to expect when they get hold of You Killed My Wife? What do you hope they enjoy, and then what are you aiming for them to experience?
They're going to open the first page and not be able to put it down until they get to page 380.
Well, that's right. The ideal. Make time to read this book, obviously.
No, in reality, there's a lot of, there's a lot of action. There's a lot of technology in there, a bit of politics here in Queensland. And I brought up or use the name Jack Herbert, which is a notorious Queensland bagman from back in the 80s, I think it was. So I just thought, we're talking about police and political corruption, so why not bring him back into the scene as well? So, I put together some of my business side experiences in there as well with buying and selling businesses and things. So, it's a bit of something in there.
So basically, everybody who loves a good crime adventure and, bit of tech thriller, it's a great book to get into and just relax and, as you say, escape into a world where you first wrote it and, experience your talent. And for everybody listening, AJ Wilton's book, You Killed My Wife, is the first book in the series of six all to come at the moment. It is available in May. And if you're listening prior to the release, then you can pre-order it online currently. And if you do listen after May, you do have the opportunity to buy it anywhere books are sold. Go to your bookstores, libraries, and order it if you wish, or order it online. And continue, please, to support independent authors like AJ Wilton, who are striving to share their stories and their talents with avid readers who enjoy these great tales and these great journeys. Thank you, John, for your evening and your time tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brent. It's always good. I find it ironic that even now I've read it, I don't know, 1,000 times, I still get pleasure out of reading it again and sadly finding the typos.
Well, don't tell everyone that. Let's just hope it's all good. So there you go. So the author enjoys reading it still, which is great. Everybody, thank you for listening, and please do purchase the book, You Killed My Wife. Available everywhere books are sold at the end of May. And stay safe, stay well, and continue to support independent authors as they strive to add their value to the markets. Thank you, everyone, and take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.